Ken Laban's with us. Thanks for joining us on the show, Ken. Te nākwe.
Kia ora, Dan.
Where are you, mate?
Singapore.
Yeah, I thought as much. What time is it?
It is 5:15, I think, in the morning.
Well, I'll give myself an uppercut. Sorry about that. I did hear your voice last night, and I thought, I wondered whether he's doing that remotely or if he's there live. So apologies, really, mate, although I do know you
around. No problem, bro.
Getting up for an early run. Nice. Well, let's celebrate a little then with our success across in Singapore. What did you make of both the men's and women's successes?
Well, I think on the field, two teams came in as, you know, favoured to do well. It was a fabulous tournament. It was the last of the World Series tournaments, so there was the permeations and subplots and drama over the last 3 days for those people who were connected closely to the sevens and ultimately what ended up happening. So Argentina won the series overall, but they didn't win Singapore yesterday. Great Britain, who really haven't done much over the course of the seven tournaments here, because there are seven tournaments. But when it really mattered, they turned it on the last day here. And as a result, USA, who had been one of the top four teams for many, many years, dropped down to ninth. Which means that they don't automatically qualify for next year's World Series, so they have to go down to the repechage and re-qualify. So there was heaps of drama. They've got one of the top coaches. They've got a world-class playing squad, and they now find themselves having to go to Madrid in a few weeks' time and potentially not make it to the circuit next year. The Manu Samoa Sevens team also dropped down into the last four, so they have to go to the repechage as well, and they won Cape Town last year. So from a global point of view, it was a dramatic last day here in Singapore. From a New Zealand perspective, obviously there was great celebration for the team, especially for the Black Fern woman who lost Sheree Tucker. With injury, she went out in the semi-final, and Tyler King, or Tyler Nathan Wong, as she's more popularly known around the world, she didn't play in the final either. They are two absolute key players who had magnificent tournaments, but neither of them played in the final. It looks like Tyler will be okay for Paris at the Olympics, but Sheree's injury looks to be a little bit more serious.
Tēnākwe, and enjoy always your calls, because your voice is so distinctive to my tūkana. Great to hear you going off in Singapore. So what's next for you?
There's some Pacific Nations rugby coming up, and back to New Zealand in a few hours' time. Looking forward to it.
Let's talk Super Rugby, and then NRL. What stands out for you from the Super Rugby round this week?
I just noticed that the Bowden Barrett's been playing at Toyota in Japan, and they haven't qualified for the postseason, and essentially they've just finished. I just was thinking when I read that, wouldn't it be a good move for New Zealand rugby if it's possible to send Bowden Barrett to the Crusaders to finish out the remainder of the Super Rugby competition? They probably have been the story for all the various unlikeliest reasons of Super Rugby has been really the demise of the Crusaders, the greatest team in the history of the competition, a legacy in history that will, and a dynasty that will not be bettered by anybody, and to see them where they are in the competition now. I think, what are they sitting, 10th in the comp with four or five rounds to go. Otherwise, again, the Blues, the Hurricanes and the Chiefs, in my view, are going to fight it out. They've been the dominant New Zealand teams in the competition. The Brumbies look to be there, but I just don't think they're going to have the class when it really matters. in the comp. But, you know, to me, the big storyline for Super Rugby in 2024 has been the demise of the Crusaders.
2 wins from 10 starts for the Crusaders. We all met as a whānau yesterday, had beautiful kai. It was a good kickoff time, 4 p.m. It was, you know, a Sunday afternoon to remember, until, you know, 2 hours later when it was a Sunday afternoon to forget. That's if you're a Warriors supporter, which our crew are. What do you read into the latest disappointment, I guess I'd have to say?
Well, I predicted that the Warriors would be top four in 2024. I think most of us did. Particularly on, and that's not an emotional call. It's based on their form in 2023. They came into 2024 having had a great off-season and pre-season. And they started, you know, they started strongly. But now they've fallen into a bit of a hump. And we're starting to see from them, you know, what we'd seen a few years ago. And we thought that after 2023 that they had overcome that. So, you know, one only hopes, given the tough nature of the competition, that they've got the character and the resilience to be able to turn it around. Andrew Webster, who's basically been the pin-up coach, been the poster coach, hasn't he, the last couple of seasons, is now under the pump, as are all the losing coaches. In the NRL, Jason Demetriou was fired during the week. Lots of rumours around Brad Arthur as well, and even Adam O'Brien, the Knights coach. You know, there were some rumours and murmurs not that long ago about him. So, you know, it is desperate times for the Warriors. It can only be turned around by the players themselves. So, you know, this is another big week for them, another big preparation for them, but you know, the last thing they want to do is, you know, get on and continue with their losing streak.
Yeah, well, some changes have to be made, obviously. There's something missing, and we know that there's been injuries. Sean Metcalf, the loss was, as it turns out, significant. The last victory we had, Roger was at fullback. Do you think there might be a temptation to do some interchanging between him and Chance? Chance is a very competent centre, as Roger is too, so would it be seen as some sort of demotion of Chance if Andrew says, hey, listen, partway through the game I want Roger to come in, because he was very effective up through the middle as a younger player. Do you think he could still be?
Well, well, the answer obviously is yes, he can play fullback. And, you know, obviously he's Dele M, fullback previously as well. But, you know, Chance has been so good, and he was such a servant and probably, you know, one of the game's outstanding fullbacks in 2023 as well. So, yeah, it's a tough area, and I guess Webby's got to make that decision of it will be seen as a demotion by everybody, and particularly by Chance, because number one, obviously, the fullback position, it is, you know, it's one of the glamour positions in the game. Receiving the ball from the kickoff and bringing it back on the first tack, everybody knows and understands the role that goes with that, talking and organising the defence line, things that Roger's done many times at a high, high level as well. And you're right, though, you know, what are they going to do to make some changes to try to change it up? Whatever he's done, the selections that he's made with all the best intentions in the world, it hasn't worked. So, yeah, 100% I agree with you. You have to make changes, and maybe that's a big one, and maybe that's a big one to make.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not getting easier, is it? We've got the Roosters this week, and, you know, they've been in a pretty decent patch of form. Often when you sack a coach, the team responds and gets a victory, but it was a 30-point drubbing by the Panthers over the Rabbitohs, really flew in the face of what many might have expected from the Redfern-based boys. In fact, they're not even based in Redfern anymore. Perhaps they've lost something there.
Yeah, maybe. Thinking about their high-profile signing, Jack Whiten, who, well, I believe, I guess, along with many, many other NRL fans, that was probably going to be one of the signings of the year. As it's turned out, it's been a disastrous decision by him, and I can't help but think he'd be looking over his shoulder back at the Raiders, where Ricky Stewart was in tears when he left, but wished him all the best, understanding that it was time for him to make a change if he wanted it. And then obviously the drama, the continuing drama that surrounds Latrell Mitchell as well, but he can hardly be blamed for losses when he's not on the field. And in my view, they can't get him back quick enough. And I think he probably holds the key. And as for Jason Demetriou, everybody you talk to just says what a great coach and what a great person he is. But in spite of all of that, you know, it's a results-driven business, and he finds himself the first coach out in 2024. I thought it was a disgraceful decision myself, but that's footy.
And it looks like Bennett's almost got one foot in the camp. It's not confirmed, but thinking that it probably will be. The super coach has been offered a 3-year deal by the Rabbits. If anyone can turn him around, you reckon he can?
I'm not sure, to be honest. You know, the answer to that really lies in how much room do they have in the salary cap. Does he honestly think that he can turn around the squad that's there now? If the answer to that is yes, and that's how he's been able to convince the board to get the 3-year contract, then fine. But the reality is, if our playing roster is not up to the standard, then they're obviously going to have to find some money within their cap. So all of those permeations now come into it. So what are they, you know, if he's not happy with the front row, then how much of the current front row is on, and how much are they going to need to get a new front row in? All of those kinds of things. That's why I think the decision to get rid of Jason Demetriou, I think, was a disgrace. Because the issues that he had to face as a coach dealing with a roster, they can't be fixed. They can't be fixed overnight. And you can see, even with Phil Gould at the Bulldogs, which is in a similar situation when he went in there, the changes don't happen overnight. And it's taken him a while to get rid of the players that were on there and then bring the players in, and then at the same time they were still losing. And Wayne Bennett, who knows? He's a legend of the game. He's been in this situation before, but it's all going to come down to how much money they've got in the salary cap and what changes he needs to make to the roster, unless he thinks he can just walk in and change it overnight.
Tēnā koe. Hey, thanks for joining us early from Singapore. Travel safe home. Always a pleasure to have you on our program. Thanks so much, Tilkana. Nga mihi.
Yeah. Nga mihi. My pleasure, bro. Always.
Thank you, Ken.